Let's get back to more of The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us on a Monday. It is The Daily Tip for BetQL presented by BetMGM. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. In just a couple of minutes, a couple of young guys made headlines for their performances over the weekend, but will they have what it takes to win MVP Monday? We will get to that. Chelsea, please tell me what you just read on Twitter that has you so fired up right now.
Yeah, so there's this thing trending on Twitter right now that it's, quote, she's a 10, but, and it says all these reasons why girls kind of are not 10s. Like, they're a 10, but she has a Hello Kitty obsession. She's a 10, but she wishes her boyfriend happy Father's Day when he's a dog dad. But the one that I felt in my bones was, she's a 10, but uses goggles in the pool. I'm like, what? This seems a little out of left field. Like, some of us actually like to play in the pool and not just dip and, you know, get our toes wet. Yeah, maybe I play mermaids in the pool with my kid. Is that a problem? I don't care. I'm having fun. You only live on this planet once. I'm going to play mermaids and do that George Washington thing with your hair where you like flip it up. Have you ever done that?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Also, Chelsea, you're a competitive swimmer. You're a college swimmer at NC State. I assume during those days you wore goggles. So what about the college swimmers? This was a direct shot at you.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's different when you're swimming laps because, you know, you got to wear goggles. Like, what am I going to do? Open my eyes underwater and have bloodshot eyes that look like I've smoked 3 bowls after I swim? No.
Yes.
No, you got to wear goggles.
That's when I do the most bowl smoking. What I do is I smoke right before I get in the pool, and then I get underwater. And when my eyes are bloodshot, they're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, it's the chlorine. It's crazy. I don't know. You know how it is when you open your eyes underwater. It's a perfect cover, Chelsea. Perfect.
But then your eyes will just be all itchy and scratchy because that's the worst feeling. Have you ever opened your eyes under the water? It's not a good feeling.
No, once you do it for a little bit, you can kind of adjust, but that initial burn that lasts like 4 or 5 seconds while the chlorine infiltrates your eyeball, it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, humans are not supposed to open their eyes underwater. That is why we have goggles. So yes, hate them or love them, they're important to use if you don't want your eyes to burn. And some of us actually play in the pool. Some of us aren't just, oh, I don't want to get my hair wet. Oh, I don't want to get myself tanner ruined. Because that's 90% of women now. And it sucks.
Chelsea, I love the way you tied a bow on that. Beautiful. Coming up in 5 minutes, teams are losing OTA dates all over the NFL, and that includes 2 teams in the NFC East. We'll get to that. First, who had the best weekend? Let's bring in our producer, Double D, to give us the nominees.
MVP Monday.
I completely agree with you, Chelsea. I actually, believe it or not, I mean, looking at me, I'm sure no one believes it. I used to be a competitive swimmer, too, and it seems like they amped up the chlorine in those competitive pools even more so. So of course you're going to wear goggles. Jeez.
Right. I thought you were going to say, you won't believe this, but I was actually a competitive merman. I thought you were going to say that.
No.
There's something great about the phrase merman, by the way.
I know. I love it. I use it every chance that I get, but I was imagining you cosplaying as a merman, and that made me very happy.
Jesus, Chelsea.
Wow. Did I have the coconut bra too, or the seashell bra?
No, mermen don't wear coconut bras. They just have like a weird, or like the tail thing, right? They're just normal.
Just the tail thing, and like a lot of tattoos over the chest area, like Aquaman.
Oh, I was like, I don't remember that in The Little Mermaid. I don't remember them having tattoos.
A merman is just a normal man who occasionally has a big flipper. Feet. That's it. It's not a big deal.
All right. Getting to the MVPs for this Monday. We have U.S. Open winner Matt Fitzpatrick. We have Jack Suwinski of the Pirates. 3 solo home runs, including the game winner as Pittsburgh rallied to beat San Francisco 4-3. And then Colorado smashing Tampa Bay 7-0 in game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals to go up 2-0 over the defending champions. Chelsea, who is your MVP? And you can go off books if you would like.
No, we've got some good candidates here. And it's tough to not give it to Jack Sawinski of the Pirates. Three solo home runs, including a game-winning walk-off home run as a rookie on Father's Day as his dad's watching. But still, you got to go Matt Fitzpatrick here. What a win at the U.S. Open, going toe-to-toe with Will Zalatoris. And like I said earlier in the show, the most impressive part of this was these guys were in the same group. So mentally, they were staring each other down, watching each other's shot. And Matt Fitzpatrick would make a great shot and then stand in the eyesight of Will Zalatoris with his putter while Will Zalatoris was, you know, playing a shot in the fairway or something. So I think it was a great round of golf, both, you know, just from a normal golf aspect, but also the mental toughness that it took to compete in this type of environment for a major to win his first major. So I'm going to go Matt Fitzpatrick, MVP of the weekend for me.
I am too. I know it seems like an obvious choice, but it's not just because he won the Open. Chelsea, you nailed it. It's because of how clutch he was in that spot where that shot on 18, if you haven't seen that shot on 18, you didn't see the end of the Open yesterday, watch him hit this shot out of a fairway bunker where he's got a pretty thin lie. He's got a small little overhang in front of him, and he went for the green. Even Will Zalatoris said, 1 in 20 shot that comes up okay, that you hit that shot cleanly. Somehow, some way, Fitzpatrick got it on a green. You're going to see that shot in highlights of the U.S. Open forever because in that moment, he had to hit the perfect shot. That's exactly what he did. And he's toiled a little bit on the European Tour for him to come over here, hit that clutch shot with the best golfers in the world around him. Zalatoris was playing well. Scottie Scheffler was playing well. Rory was right there. Morikawa was right there. So he beat the best of the best and had to play almost perfect golf at the end to do it. So I'll take Matt Fitzpatrick.
I am actually going off books with mine.
Mm.
It is related to one of our MVP nominees. I am going with Billy Foster, the caddy for Mike Fitzpatrick. 30-year-plus caddy, finally wins his first major as a caddy. And he's had a very, very good caddy career. Was the bag holder for Lee Westwood for numerous years, but finally got that, as they said, gorilla off his back. To see him kiss the flag at the end and take the 18th flag off of the pin and just see he was actually more emotional than Michael Fitzpatrick was. It was crazy. Or Matt Fitzpatrick, sorry. Matt Fitzpatrick. He was more emotional when Zalatoris missed that putt to tie. It was amazing to watch. And I don't believe caddies get near enough credit for the work and jobs that they do for those professional golfers.
Right.
It's a great point.
Yeah. And you saw him at the end, and I was watching this with my family, and the caddy had his hat like turned down. And my dad's like, why is he not even looking? Isn't he interested to see how the tournament unfolds for his player? And I was like, Dad, he's trying not to cry. Like, I think he's really emotional, and I think he doesn't want the camera seeing him, you know, tear up because he was so emotional. But also, when you're caddying for a guy like Matt Fitzpatrick, who doesn't he famously leave the stick in the cup? Like, there's got to be some, like, little nuances that are probably a little tougher as a caddy to sit and watch your guy say, no, I want the stick in the cup. And you're like, God, really? Okay. So a great win for a caddy, and he gets a nice payday too. Obviously not the same as his golfer, but if you didn't know, the caddies get a cut of those winnings as well.
Oh, good call, Double D. I'd forgotten about that. And that was awesome to watch in the moment. A guy for, think about 3 decades waiting for that moment, and it finally comes home. So good call on that.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.